So, let's pick up from the fifth line from the bottom on Kaflam and Malaf. I'm skipping a little bit of the Gemara, but if you want, you can look at it. So it says, "V'yuchulin chayavim b'chaz v'shok m'kal v'chomer." Okay. So chulin, why don't you say that chulin should be chayav in chaza and shok? Backwards. Yesterday we took it as a given that kachim was chayav in chaza and shok, and chulin wasn't, and therefore kachim was more chamor. And then we would have tried to say that kachim should certainly be chayav in matanos. If chulin's chayav in matanos, certainly kachim should be chayav in matanos. But we said no. The limud which tells us the punchline is matanos is only by chulin. Only by chulin. So what turns out, since matanos is only by chulin, that chulin is more chamor than kachim vis-a-vis matanos. Right? Because you have matanos, we have it by chulin, but you don't have it by kachim. So chulin's more chamor. Oh, so why don't you say, so now by kachim, which is more lenient, has chaz of a shok. So certainly chulin, which is more chamor, should have chaz of a shok. Right? Exactly the opposite. Right? Exactly the opposite. You see from here, from Matanos, that the Kohen has more of a right to Chulin. Because he gets the Matanos of Chulin, he doesn't get the Matanos there. So if that's the case, and now you see by Chajim, he gets the Chaz V'Shok, so in the way Chulin, he should get the Chaz V'Shok. Right, so it says, I'm reading this right now. Yichulin Chayim Chaz V'Shok, Kal V'Chomer, Ma, Kodshim, Shein Chayim Matanos, Chayim Chaz V'Shok. Kodshim, which is lenient, you don't even have Matanos, still you have Chaz V'Shok. Chulin Shechayim Matanos, Einu Din Shechayim Chaz V'Shok. Certainly it should have the Chulin should be Chayim, the Kohen should get. Should have his Chus and the Chaz V'Shok. Because you see now that the Kohen really has more rights in Chulin. Because Matanos, he gets the Matanos of Chulin, he doesn't get it of Kachim. Right? Kachim is limited only to Chazan Shok. But you see, Chulin is even Matanos, so certainly the Chulin should get the Matanos. Right? So, I'm sorry, the Chazan Shok. Tamar Kra, Vizeye Mishpara Kohenim. Zein mi Dechrinila. So the Pasuk by Chazan, by us. By us, by Matanos, says, and this is the Mishpat of the Kohanim. This is what they deserve. Me'ezav Chayazavach, right? From the people who bring Kohanim. What's this? The Zerulachai Mekeva, the Matanos. This and this alone. Zeh is a Miyat. Zeh excludes other stuff. This is the Mishpat. This is what they deserve. This and nothing else. Okay. Okay, so Rashi says, is there Rashi on this? Yeah. Amar Kra, the bottom Rashi, down the line, Mount Tana School, and Zeya. Okay, so it's only this you have by chulin v'na chaz v'shog. Okay. So I guess we ought to explain this. I mean, that's this part of the Gemara at least. So again, the havmina would be that you'd have chaz v'shog would carry over from kachim to chulin, from kachim to chulin. Kal v'chomer, because you see that Kad Chulin has Matanos, so it's more chomer. Kachim doesn't have Matanos. So that's what you think. So, Kamash Malan, no, Zeyel means they only get. So, Zeyel Mishpat Kohanim. This is the Mishpat, and that's it, nothing else. So, what's the idea? Like, what's the Hamino's Moskana, I guess? What's the concept of saying that this is what they get, and nothing else? Okay, so here and then you're saying this is the Kal V'Chomer. You're saying is that you see from Matanos that apparently the Kohen has more rights to Chulin than to Kachim. And the sense is, look, Chulin is your stuff and the Kohen gets your stuff, but the Kachim, the Karban, you say is, look, it's Lashem and the Kohen doesn't have as much as Chus, the Karban is your Lashem. But still, he has, at the very least, the Kohen has the right to the Chaz V'Shok, even though Kachim He doesn't really have rights to, you see, he doesn't have the matana. Still, he gets at least a chazan shok. So apparently chazan shok is like a minimum. So then certainly by the animal, by chulan, where he really does have good rights in it, so certainly he's going to get that at the minimum. Whereas the matanos is, he's also getting the matanos. But at the very minimum, if you have it even by kachim, where the tzchus is little, the kohen gets the chazan shok. Certainly by chulan, he should get the chazan shok as well. Right? So the limud somehow is, it's very similar to what we were doing yesterday, just it's the opposite. The question is, what's the give, you know, what's the give of which one's more common? So what's the limud? What's the new idea here? It's saying, no, that he only gets the Zerul Chanukeva, he doesn't get the Chazan Shul. We're just going back a little bit. So it says, I'm just noticing maybe from this to Pasuk. You could say similar to what we said yesterday, but I think there's something more direct in the Pasuk. It says, Zeyah Mishpat HaKohanim. Okay? Zeyah Mishpat HaKohanim. This is the, it doesn't just say, Zeyah Mishpat HaKohanim. It's defining the Mishpat HaKohanim. It means Mishpat means they deserve this. So there's two ways to understand that idea, that they deserve the Zerul Chayim Mekeva. You could say it means that the Kohanim deserve this part of the animal. Telling you, like, that they have a zechus in your animal, and they are deserving of this. Okay, they are deserving of this. Fine. Telling you they deserve this. Just like you say, the state deserves a tax, or whatever, they deserve an income tax. But the state may also deserve a property tax. And it's a different thing. So just because they say the coin deserves, this is the Mishpat HaKohanim. So what we're saying is that they deserve, the Pasuk is teaching you, they deserve the Zerul Chayim Mekeva. Okay. So fine, but now you can learn out from elsewhere that they also deserve, they also get chazav shok because it's a different thing. Whatever, that's a different even kavachomer. Doesn't mean they only deserve. I mean, they just telling you they deserve. That's the positive. It's telling you this is the mishpat. The mishpat of Kohanim is that they deserve the zeruch lemikeva. But you could then you could bring in another thing which they get because of a different limud, because chazav shok, because of whatever. Doesn't mean to say that this is the only thing. But the Kamash Rulon, Vizeyeh Mishpat HaKohanim, is that it's defining for you the Mishpat HaKohanim Ve'ezoche HaZevach. It means there's the Zevche HaZevach and there's the Kohanim. There are two parties here who are supposed to be competing for rights in the animal. Okay? The one hand, the Zevche HaZevach deserves a part of the animal, it's his animal. The other hand, the Kohen deserves a part of the animal, he's the Kohen. Right? Zeyeh Mishpat HaKohanim Ve'ezoche HaZevach. The Torah is defining for you the terms of the agreement. It's not just saying he has a right in the Zerul Chayim Mekeva, a right to the Matanos, but it's defining for you the nature of the arrangement, the Mishpat. What's the Mishpat? What's the fair compromise between these two parties? Zerul Chayim Mekeva. I'm not saying calling Zerul Chayim Mekeva. That and only that. It's not just the one sided thing, oh yeah, yeah, the Kohen gets this. But there's the Kohanim, Ezevche Hazevach. There's two parties here who are struggling for the parts that are competing for the rights in the animal, and it's defining for you the Mishpat. This is the Mishpat. This is the fair deal. This is the fair compromise. You can't, adding something in disrupts the Mishpat. So now the Mishpat, now if you start giving the Chazal Shuk, now the Mishpat is off. This is the Mishpat. The Torah is defining for you. Zayyah Mishpat Kohanim. The Zayyah Mindin, Midiachrini Lau. It's not just telling you a halacha that, oh, who gets Zerul Chayim and they get Zerul Chayim. It's defining for you the Mishpat, the full terms. Zeh and Midichrino. These are the terms of the Mishpat HaKohanim Ezoch HaZavach. That's it. Now, over there, they get Zerul Chayim, fine, that's over there. But this it's already excluded. Anything else? There is nothing else here. So apparently, what's Ola from yesterday and from today is that by Karbanos, the components of Chazav and Shok, the Torah relegated to those specific things. Chazav and Shok go to Kohanim by a Karban. And by Chulin, there's a Mishpat HaKohanim, Esoch HaZevach, that the Mishpat is, that they get the Zerul Chayim Mekeva. And they're two totally different sugyos, and there's a limit by each to show you they're independent. The Mishpat here is limited just to Matanos. And the Karban, the Shulchan Gavoh, whatever, the Karban, the Halachos, the Karbanos, gives these particular substances, the Chazav Ashok, to the Kohen and nothing else. Right? So it's comes out of two ideas, two ways to learn that you could learn the Pasuk because they have Mishpat HaKohanim, you know? It would be like an example. Like I think it's an example. It's like you say, the state deserves my thing. So it's plus income tax. So you could, that doesn't mean it's exclusive. But then you can have like a settlement, like a mishpat in a court settlement. So that's the settlement. The settlement is, that's it. There's nothing else. That's the full, the settlement is the two sides agree. This is our fair settlement, the agreement, the psakden, and that's it. There's no, can't add anything else onto it. This is the full, both parties, the agreement, the working out, all the claims. It's like a different type of a pasuk. And that is showing you what it's doing. It's showing you that it's defining the full mishpat. It's not just telling you one aspect of the mishpat. Right? Because I guess you could present the mishpat in two ways. You could present it by telling you the different aspects. You could do one aspect in this parsha, another aspect in different parsha, another aspect in different parsha, different parts of it. But then you could have a thing which encapsulates the entire thing. So zah tells you it's this. This is it. This is the full mishpat. This pasuk contains it. So now you can't start bringing in from other places. Now further, there's an interesting thing we can do now. Which is that you see the Gemara was really about to take it seriously that by chulin you'd have chaz v'shok, right? You'd have chaz v'shok, right? So the Gemara says, "Ela taima dekatz v'chman hazeh halav hachi havei amina chulin chayev chaz v'shok." Right? That's what you said. If not for this limud, you would have said the kal v'chomer chaz v'shok chulin there is chaz v'shok. V'yavai tenufa. But the problem is that chaza and shok demand tenufa. Okay, because it's the chaza ha-tenufa, v'shok ha-teruma. It's the thing which is waived. That's part of the identity of the thing. Right? That it's chaza, the chaza and shok, is that there's tenufa. Right? Heichal and fu. So where are you going to do tenufa? Iyabroi, if you'll say you'll do tenufa outside. Outside of the Mikdash, Lefnei Hashem, Ksiv. The Tanufa has to be Lefnei Hashem. Yagavoi, and if you're going to say you're going to do the Tanufa inside, Kamayel Chul Mazara, but then it's Chulin, you can't bring Chulin to the inside, into the Azara. You know how to do that. Right? Hilkach Lo Efshar. So it turns out it's impossible. So you could not possibly, you couldn't possibly from a Kal V'Chomer extend. And this might be Chaim, what you were getting at all this, that you can't possibly through a Kal V'Chomer extend from Chaz V'Shok, which is a particular thing in Kodshim, and it's Tenufa, and Tenufa has to be in the Mikdash of Hashem. You couldn't just carry that over to Chulin. It's not transferable. You could have transferred Matanos to Kodshim and say, look, take the Matanos and also give them to the Kohen. But you can't transfer Chaz V'Shok, which is somehow involves Tenufa, and apply that to Chulin. Right? That you can't do. And the Gemara accepts this. And now it says, Ella Zeh Lamali, so why do you need Zeh? It's a good point. Point well taken. You couldn't do this. Therefore, Zeh can't be teaching you this. Okay? Zeh must be free, and now then we use for Zeh to teach you the next thing, which we're going to be dealing with for a long time after this. Okay? So that's the next idea. Okay? Right? So let's see here on second. It says, Rashi says, it says Tenufa of Nehashem. You bring it into the Azara, you're not doing anything for carbon. So what's strange about this Gemara? What's strange about this Gemara?
Why can't you just say that you don't have the carbon of
Tenufa? Right, exactly. I mean, yeah, this Chaz V'Shok is part of a carbon. And so far as part of a carbon, so you do Tenufa. That's part of the Seder of a Shlomim. That's how you bring the carbon Shlomim. You take the Chaz V'Shok, you do Tenufa and all that. Fnei Hashem. Right? But, and then you give it to the Kohen. Right? Now, if it carries over to Chulin, so you're not going to be doing Tenufa Lefnei Hashem because it's not a carbon. But it's still the Kohen will get it. Right? Like no one, when I was talking about this before, even if you knew the halacha, that what do you do with the chaza and shok is that you do tenufa, but okay, fine. But obviously, if you're going to give it to the kohen and every animal you shecht, you're not going to start doing tenufa. Tenufa is part of the ma'aser kavanos. Right? It's part of the ma'aser kavanos tenufa. That's what you do with the chaza and shok before you give it to the kohen. You don't just give it to him, you do tenufa. That's part of the karbon, part of the seder, ma'aser, shlamim, whatever it is. Part of the mitzvah, bring a shlamim, is that you do tenufa to the chaza and shok. But what's the Gemara saying? Is that, no, how could it possibly be? How could it possibly be that you're going to give a chaz and shok You get to the Baicholin if you can't do Tanufa. Right? So that's strange. Strange. Like, there's something you wouldn't have never been bothered. And the Gemara accepts this question, period, all over. Okay? Closes up shop and moves to a different thing, right? So what's the... Something's wrong. Something's missing, you think, you know? Okay, so good. So Yehuda, the Chaim saying is good. And Yehuda concurs. That it's not pshat. Chaza, the idea of being doing tenufa on Chaza and Shok is not just... Apparently, I mean, you may not have said this, but apparently the idea that you do tenufa on Chaza and Shok is not just another Maisei Karbanos. You know, it's not just, what do you do with them? Oh, the halacha of the carbon. How do you bring shalom? What do you do with the chazan and the shok? You take them and you wave them. But rather, it's like that's the identity of the chazan and the shok. For some reason, I don't know what the significance of that is. But you see the pasuk. It's called the chazay shokat ruves chazay atkias chazay hatenufa ves shokat ru malakachti meis bnei shalom ezif chesham mehem vatenusam laron hakon levanu chakolam meis bnei shalom. That's what they get. That's what they get. They get the Chazei HaTenufa and the Shokat Truma. Right. That's the identity of the thing. And in fact, later on in the Torah, in Korach, besides not in this parsha, one second, in Korach, where it talks about that they get the Bechor, says it's talking about the Kohanim get the Bechor, Ach Bechor Shor, or Bechor Kesev, or Bechor Eiz, Lo Sifta, Kodashem. So this is the Bechor. The Basar of the Bechor, they go to the Kohanim, Kachazei HaTenufa, Uchshokayamin, Yalachayya. So again, it identifies it as the Chazei HaTenufa. It's interesting, there it doesn't say the Shokat Truma, but it's a Kachazei HaTenufa. It's like the Chazei HaTenufa. So you see, it's not just, what do you mean, it's just like the chaza and the shok, but it's like it's part of the identity of these things is the tenufa. Tenufa is tied in with the identity of the chafta. The kohen gets, he doesn't just get a chaza and a shok, he gets a chaza and a tenufa, and a shok and a truma. And that you can't just now carry it over and drop that out. That's the nature of the matana, is that it's a chaza and a tenufa. It's not true by the Zerul HaKeva. Zerul HaKeva are just parts of the animal parts. But his Chazei HaTenufa is a thigh which was waved up, which is waved b'fnei Hashem. Now by Chulin, you can't do that. You can't do waving b'fnei Hashem, because you can't bring Chulin into the Zara. And you can't do waving outside. That's not Tenufa. Just to pick up a thing and wave it anywhere, it doesn't mean anything. So simply, the whole thing is not Shaykh. So it can't be. I don't know what the idea is behind it. I mean, maybe there's some philosophical idea or something. I'm just kind of defining what you see. It seems that's a premise in this Gemara, that it's not just a technicality that you do. It's not just a step that you do. Rather, it's the identity of the Chafta. Bichaim's mentioning again in Truma, in Shemini, and after Revi. It's talking about that they'll ve'yis chazei atenufa ve'yishok atruma tochlu b'makom tahar ato v'necho v'nesach ital ki chak ha'v'chak b'necho nitnu mezivchei shal mevnei Yisrael shok atruma v'chazei atenufa al yishay ha'chalavim yaviv l'hanif tenufa l'fnei Hashem v'yilcho v'necho itchal l'chak olam kasher tziva Hashem. So it's not just saying that you do tenufa, but that's like the identity of the thing. The chazei atenufa v'yishok atruma. It's funny. It's only the same thing. Rashi says, "Lama chilkan hakasev truma b'shok v'tenufa b'chaza." Rashi says, "Lo yadano." Just shneim b'arama v'anafa. Both of them you do your marim and meinaf, because marim means you pick up and tenufa is you move around. And so it says, "Lashon tenufa molech u'mevi truma ma'ilo marid." So it's by both of them. Halacha is do both of them. So he doesn't know why it is that it calls one of them a vet. Okay, that's good. So we don't know either. Why is it called? It says Chazei HaTenufa v'Shokat Truma. It's not pshat that your main if I guess means side to side or front and back, and Heirim means up and down. It's not pshat that the Chazei you go front and back and Shok you do up and down. You do both on both. So he's saying, so why is it that it always calls the Chazei HaTenufa Shokat Truma?
It doesn't always call it Shokat Truma.
So I know it does. It's not talking about it. It's true.
What does that mean? What does that?
The right one. It's the right thigh. as opposed to the left one. But it's, he just doesn't know, whatever. But either way, you see Rashi's learning they're the same. I mean, they're both involved in the, they're both the identity is the things which are waived. Yeah, I don't know. It would be interesting. I mean, you'd think that there's some mafarish somewhere, which isn't that specific, but someone who explains the, you know, the idea. I mean, I would look, that would be a good clue. I think I looked at the time, I don't think it came up with anything, but I would look in the Ramban's on wherever these things are mentioned, probably the first time they're mentioned, you know, and, you know, there's a mafarish in there, in the Chumash, and the Torah Tamima. I think I looked around and I couldn't really find anything. But I think we'll just define the halacha. It's interesting. It's implicit in the Gemara. It doesn't really to kind of talk about it. It just brings it up, and then it just goes with it, and that's it. Accepts it, and then moves on. Okay, just 1 second. Let me just say what I want to do next. What I want to do next is this top dosis. Actually, before we get to the other thing, it gets to the question about, there's a premise which the Gemara brought up, is that you can't bring chulin into the Azara. Okay? Not so simple. Not so simple. So that's this Tosos. Tosos here, E.I. of all. It turns out there's a lot of Tosos. I think it's a popular theme in Shas. So there's a few places. But there's that one place, and there's a few Gemaras he's quoting. Zvachim, Menachas. Oh yeah, the Tosos in Menachos, Pei Amud Beis is also good. You can look at that one. Menachos, is it Pei or Tess?
It says Pei.
It says Pei, it's hard to see in mine, but it's Pei.
Yeah.
Okay, so that Tosos is also good. It's Vechi, Tosos Vechi. And you can look at the Rashbam. There's a Rashbam. I guess that means in Baba Basra. Baba Basra, I guess Pei Alpha and Beis. Rashbam also. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah, Pei Alpha and Beis. Dilma. I think there's a Ritva on us also. You can look at the Ritva. I have to go over my, you know, look at the, I have to look into this again. But that's I think those are pretty basic sources. They all say, I mean, I think all the Rishonim talk about this problem. And if I remember correctly, they all say the same thing. Kind of. They all talk about it. There's not like a few answers. There's like one approach here. But the question is, there's one idea that hopefully we can pull out of this thing. Okay? Okay, so let's try it. Let's do this for tomorrow.